Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, this is John Gallagher.
And this is Mark Gallagher.
From Raven. And you are listening to the mind-bending experience of talking metal.
Yes, start headbanging immediately.
Or else...
Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, home of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. Now, let's get things started with the Talking Metal theme song, written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel coming to you from the Rock and Pod Expo here in Nashville, Tennessee, August 26, 2017. And we are honored to be joined by the Gallagher brothers, John and Mark, of the legendary Raven. How are you, man?
Good, man.
Doing
how are you?
Good. Doing good. Great to be here.
Last time I hung with you guys was after Accept at Irving Plaza in New York City. That had to be, what, 3 years ago? You remember that?
Yeah, that was cool. They were doing the whole record release lock, and they had three shows they did in the States and very nicely asked us to come out with them, and it was awesome. We had a good time, yeah.
That was a fun night. You're now out on tour with Dead by Wednesday, and it's been a little while since you've had a record out, so what's the purpose of this tour? Just to kind of get things going again? Or?
Well, it's, you know, you got to keep your hand in. The way things are these days, people have the attention span of like a crack-crazed ferret, you know, so we're out, this is what we do, we play live. And a lot of things have happened this year, like our drummer Joe had a heart attack back in May, and we had all this stuff set up. So we've had to take, you know, work with some ringers, and one of them was Mike Heller from Fear Factory and Malignancy, who we've got on very well with, and he's out on the road with us right now. So we've got this month of dates here in the States, and then we are actually doing a new record right after it. And then we are going to be opening up for our old pal Udo Dirkschneider in Europe, which will be cool.
Well, that was my next question. Extermination, it's been, I think, not that long. What, like 2 years since that stuff? So
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, a year and a half, two
we're,
years.
We're trying to get the spaces between albums a little quicker. It's right. Been quite long between the last few, I think. So.
Where are you going music-wise with this new record? Will it be a similar style to the last one, or are you going in a different direction?
It's total Broadway. We're doing a whole tribute to Judy Garland, Frank Sinatra, and me Uncle Fred. It's the whole deal. But seriously, we're just raising the bar from, you know, we really worked very hard on the last one, and it paid off. So we learned a lot as far as like writing and everything else, and we're just kicking it up a notch on there. The songs are really excited. They've got some excellent songs. We're just going to get into a knockdown brawl trying to choose the ones that are going to go on, because we have about 30 really good songs. So
yeah, we have a
we could do a double dead easy, but we're not going to.
We just discovered we got to do a lot more work to create a record than we had been doing, as far as just putting the time in and getting the songs. And the response of the last record was great. We got great reviews, and we finally got people saying, this is the best Raven record. And that hasn't happened in a long time. They always look back to the older records. And that was the actual, when we did start doing that record, was to make a record that would knock them other records off the top. You know, that would be the favorite record of the fans. And so far, that kind of happened. Because people call out for the songs from the new record, not so much the old ones, so it's good. And now with Mike Heller playing with us, it kind of gives us another dimension. He's like a force of nature on drums, and he's like.
So he'll be on the new record with you?
Yeah, and he's extremely fast playing and stuff. So most of the songs have been written for the record, but we've still got a few things we're working with that are not complete. So we're trying to bring him in as much as we can and have him be part of it, not just not be playing drums, but be part of the whole record,
the whole process,
experience.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, kind of to venture back into your past a little bit, you know, you opened for Metallica back in South America, I believe it was, a few years ago, and there was like 80,000 people there.
2014, I believe, yeah. We were setting up dates in South America, and our agent said, are you still in touch with Lars? I said, well, we reconnected because he did a thing for our DVD. So he kind of, I can get in touch with him. Why? Oh, they're playing a stadium down here. You guys should open for them. Why don't you ask? Well, hey, if I don't ask, I don't get. So I asked.
It takes guts to ask.
I said, yes, let's do it. And there was a lot of kickback from Live Nation and people that they wanted to open, and they were trying to put roadblocks in, but it worked because Lars said yes.
And does this, you think, date back to his, you know, you guys really helped break Metallica. You took Metallica out in the road in those early days.
Yeah, we've got a history of doing that, actually. We took Metallica out in 83, and then in 84 we took Anthrax. And a number of bands, but just recently friends of ours, we took out Night Demon. And they're doing very good in Europe. And they're a new band, but their last album they just released got great reviews. And they're going to be opening for Accept on their tour in Europe. So they've got a good head of steam behind them. And I think we've done that for a lot of people. And I guess we're doing that one show of Metallica. It was a little payback, I guess. But it was good.
A lot of, we didn't see it because we had to leave early from the show. We watched like five or six of the songs and figured, who wants to get stuck in traffic behind 80,000 people? So we left. But I saw videos, and James said some really wonderful things afterwards, how if it had not been for Raven, blah, 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 which was very nice and very cool, yeah.
Yeah, because that tour, you got to remember, in them days, was not many like underground bands or bands that weren't on major labels would tour the whole United States. It was like a crazy thing to do. And we played places where they were like Bob's Country Bunker, like in the Blues Brothers movie.
Right.
It was like people were throwing bottles at Metallica and stuff.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get the whole, like that thrash that was coming out. They didn't get it at all.
Yeah.
And we were kind of in between that and a little bit more rock and roll, but
right.
I mean, we kind of win them over. We go and jump on top of the tables, you know, and kick their beers over and stuff. But
yeah.
It was an interesting tour, very, very crazy.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to, when I was a kid, I was a big fan of the Stay Hard record. And I feel like that record, you know, when I read journalists and stuff write about it, sometimes it gets pissed on a little bit, you know, and I really loved that record, and I wanted to ask you guys, what's your memory of that record? Does it fare well with you guys?
It's convoluted because what had happened is we had a very contentious relationship with Neat Records, and we weren't getting paid anything, they weren't doing anything for us, and we had the opportunity to play in America, and we're like, we're going to go to America and get a deal. So we're like, we're going to have to do a record to get off Neat Records. So we recorded a bunch of, which is kind of stupid, like B-movie material at first. And then it was like, oh, Atlantic wants you. So we kind of shelved all that and hurriedly threw the album together. But it was recorded with our sound engineer, live sound engineer. And it was like, this isn't really cutting it. So we brought Michael Wagner in, who mixed it and did it all together. But I still think it's a strong album. It is a little more commercial, but it's a definite continuation from All For One. It really is, as far as the songwriting's concerned.
Like on and on, the title track, Stay Hard, so catchy, so such great song.
And the great, I mean, we still play On and On, and we've been playing Stay Hard quite recently, off and on as well. There's other songs on there that are great to play live, like Extract the Action, so one we'd want to do again at some point, or maybe When the Going Gets Tough. They're all good stuff. So I don't know, it's different now. You have an instant reaction from fans with internet and stuff like that. We were kind of in our own bubble. We did the record, we went out and toured, and when we played those songs live, everyone loved the shit out of them. So I don't know.
Whatever happened to Rob Wacko Hunter? Do you ever hear from him?
After the Life's a Bitch tour, he told his roadie to tell our manager to tell us that he was quitting. And we're like, really? That came out of left field, kind of. He worked in the studio doing some stuff, and now he does sound for Branford Marsalis, this jazz saxophone player. So he does that. And, I mean, it was 5 years before I taught him again, but we're in touch. He always was a very talented guy, and, you know, he's great at what he does, absolutely.
Cool. So we're here at the Rock and Pod Expo. I've been asking everybody about this. I've been asking everybody this question. Do you guys listen to podcasts?
Yeah,
I've started. Somebody turned me onto the Joe Rogan podcasts, which are like every subject under the sun. So that opens a door to experiment with a lot of other ones. So yeah, I mean, I'll certainly be. And I have heard some ones dealing with rock and metal. And it's cool because it's a lot more in-depth than you would get in most magazine interviews. And it's a lot more interactive, and it's less edited and less guarded. It's more real.
So, yeah, you can listen to it at your own pleasure, whenever you want. You know, you can take it with you. You could make a thing and record all the different podcasts you want, and then just kind of, you know, pick and choose what you want. It's very user-friendly, I think. And these days, where everybody's like competing for people's time, it's awesome. It can be like, you know, if I say, oh, I got to go and look and check that stuff out now because I've got time to do it. But like the radio stuff is sometimes you have to be in a certain time in a certain place, and that kind of happened, you know. But I think it's an awesome medium. I really do. I think it works.
Excellent. Well, please check out our podcast. It's called Talking Metal.
Yes.
And it's been an honor talking to you guys. We're going to play some music, and we'll come wrap things up with you guys. This is a classic that I still love to this day, On and On by Raven, here on Talking Metal. Of cold for you, you're far too busy.
kick now. Boom, 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 windows lock your door. You're gonna see.
Just heard was On and On by Raven from 1985. I'm here with Mark and John Gallagher, the force behind Raven. Guys, it's been great chatting with you.
Thank you, and thanks to everyone out there for your support, and keep an eye out. Like I say, new record, lots of tours, we're going to be in your face.
Excellent. And what can we play for the Talking Metal listeners to take us out off of Extermination?
I think you guys should check out the song Fight. That's a good one.
Cool. Thanks, guys. We're going to check that out here on Talking Metal. And be sure to catch Raven out on the road and stay tuned for new music from them.
You down.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.